Hello and welcome once again to this live podcast with me, your host, Jan Ragnarud. And we're going to talk about search and social as we always do and how you can improve your website online. And this is the fun stuff, right? It gets a little geeky at times, but man, we dispense a lot of practical advice. So today, this is from a live webcast. We had 120 people on this webcast where I talk to them about how to optimize their website. But we're going to start about what SEO is. We're going to talk about the lies and the myths in the space. And we're talking about how to optimize your website. We're going to share some examples too. There's some downloads here, so you want to check that out as well. And visit the website, my own website, where I give news, insights, strategies, and tips every week on www.jonrognerud. So without further ado, let's go live.
All right, welcome and hello from good old Los Angeles here. I am fired up. Man, people are coming on board here big time. Let's see here. We got, hey, welcome, Polly. We got Steve. Hey, Steve. Merlene. Yes, hello to you, Mark. And we got Jeremy. We got Jackie. What, Gregory here. We got Gail. We got Jeff, Kelly, Dawn. Let's see, Dan, Bob, always. Okay, I'm running out of the list here, but man, this is exciting. We're fired up. It's Friday, and it's 11 o'clock here, almost right smack to the top of the hour. And I appreciate you all being on here. I am I'm excited, not only because it's, well, heck, it's Friday, but we have some pretty cool information. I think you'll enjoy this. So, but first, sort of logistics here. If you could type into the box there, on the good old GoToWebinar, and just let me know if you hear my voice okay. Should be coming through just loud and clear, but that'd be real good if you could just enter just a hello or hey, hear ya. Yes, no, all good. Okay, looks like it's coming through fine here. So we're just going to go with this then. And okay, let's see here. So first things first, we want to also make sure that obviously you can hear me. That you also be somewhat attentive here, because there's clearly a lot to take in here today, but there's so much noise in our world. Of course, we know about it. We know about the emails. We know about the phones. We know about the kids, the dogs, the ever-changing world out there. So I look forward to your full attention here, and take notes. I think that as you think about these processes around search engines and some of the websites that we're going to cover today, and how I think about this, I think it'd be easy for you to translate this to your own world. In fact, I'm going to give you some stuff at the end here, and we'll take you through that when we get there. So first things first, we're going to just cover today a little bit about search engines, what they are, SEO specifically, actually, and some lies that you may have been perpetrated on as far as what's working with Google today. And we didn't cover some actual live reviews, which is always exciting when we jump out to another screen here off of the good old PowerPoint. And so first things first, though, we want to cover kind of a quick agenda, the SEO defined, as I said. We want to cover a little bit about that, those SEO lies that you probably have heard about and not sure about, and we're going to dive into some of the reviews. But of course, as mentioned in the invitation, we have a live giveaway today. In fact, we're going to give away 5 books today. And so collect your questions. This is really the key. I understand that not all people want to expose themselves, you know, virtually into the chat box here. But if you can think about those questions, and as we go, we'll take them at the end, and then we'll give away the books. And we can do this also silently. So we're going to collect names as we go here. Just for sake of logistics. So with this, I just want to tell you briefly a little bit about me. Some of you know me, but I write, I blog, I author, and I have a book out. That's the one I just talked about, and I'm considered an expert in this space. Founded a search agency called chaosmap.com. You got an invitation from there. You may have seen an email reference. And, of course, good old daddy and husband there. You see the pictures, the wife and the kids. And, of course, I'll have to harass everybody with some guitar playing at every darn party out there. So if you want somebody who just wants to share some music, call me up, man. And, man, I'm excited about the CrossFit world. It's one that I was introduced to a couple of years ago, and I've been hitting it hard, and I tell you, it's given me some much-needed energy and performance. Lost over 45 pounds, coming up on 50 here, and I go each day. So a lot of fun there, man. And but with that, I'm going to give you a quick definition of SEO. And this SEO definition has not changed much, but it seems that most people don't have a clear understanding of what it is, and here it is. It's basically an art form and a science approach to tuning web pages and really ultimately websites, so all those pages show up naturally in search engine results. And Google, of course, is the ultimate owner of that space. And we talk about SEO, but we talk about organic and natural results. You may have heard this as well. And that it is, in fact, a human aspect to it, very much, but there's also a technical context. And these are some of the visual aspects and also non-visual aspects. We are not going to go into those today, but just important to know that when you write a web page, it's not just visual, right? It's what's going on behind the scenes. Search engines will pick up all that clear text information. Keywords and links, of course, ties into this in a big way. And now, of course, as Google is changing and approaching many variables into their algorithms, entities, people, places, things, events, etc. You may have heard of the latest update, or one of the latest updates, Hummingbird. That's an update that tries to speak more to context and sort of relationships through entities. So we're not going to go into that either today, but hopefully this just gives you a quick understanding. And while that's true, it's also true that it's changing a little bit, right? While we talk about the visual and non-visual elements, it's more important now, and especially in 2014, to think about this in terms of audience and engagement. And I put this question out here. When they come to your website, your web page in specific, however they came there, right, from SEO or paid media, is the user simply delighted? You know, it's such an open-ended question, yet, as you'll see in the examples here today, it's really not, because you can apply a formula and really make sure that they are delighted. It's a big question, a little bit open-ended, as I said, but I'll take you through it here. Don't worry. We'll have some fun with it. So, in fact, if you think about it, search experience optimization, SEO, it's all about usability, user experience on top of the visual and non-visuals, as I mentioned. So if you can answer questions that they have, I mean, they're ultimately looking for information. There's a different sort of transaction to each person out there. Somebody might just be looking for information purely at the top level. Somebody's actually looking for a model number for a new TV, and more sort of purchase-driven, et cetera. We'll talk about that a little bit today because that's going to be important, but you get that, right? And that it's easy to navigate and share out in the social world so yeah, you can consume it in multiple ways. Rich, useful content. I know some of these are sort of generics and perhaps bland statements, but they're not intended to actually give you a drill down or a checklist of each of these right now. It's just a top-level thinking of, what is SEO? And what is it becoming now more and more as we drive into 14 and 15? So hopefully that gives you that context. And just to really drill this down a little bit further, we want to make sure you understand that Google's results are changing, have been changing. Just last week or so, they made a big old update in the display area. And also the ad area, the red border at the top and right indicates the paid search. That's Google AdWords. Actually, I have an upcoming webinar on that, which I think you'll find interesting, and I'll be sending you a note on that. But anyway, the blue area is the organic. That's the SEO results. Right here we are Florist, Los Angeles, so you see a lot of Yelp results right here. Below that is actually the true local results. And again, not a full-on screenshot of the entire page, but you get a sense, you understand now what SEO is, you understand the context of paid ads and where you need to work. So what we're going to do first, though, is there's many things in the SEO world that are perpetrated out there as sort of facts, and in truth, they're not. In truth, they're lies. How about that sentence? Eat that. So we're gonna cover those here right now. So the first one, we call this a myth, right, is, hey, if I just add more content and I keep at it, meaning more often, you'll naturally rank higher. It'll just happen. Truth is, it won't, right? This is a myth. This is a lie. However, with this comes sort of this relationship of, if you are researching and positioning content for your audience and you're doing this on a regular basis, you'll probably get more likes or more shares. You'll actually have Google visit more often. And if you've done this well and you attract links and you have provided keywords in a natural sort of relevant context, you'll eventually get more traffic, and for some of those terms, you'll rank higher. But it's not just adding content, you know. It's not as simple as that. But you are in the right direction. So this is sort of a probably a black and white, but a little bit of gray in there. So hopefully that helps you get your description tag right, and you'll rank better. There's many tags inside the HTML structure for a page, and the description tag is an important one because it actually shows up underneath the ad. And if you look here, actually I'll take the good old yellow highlighter, and this area right in here, I hope you can see it, this will be your description area, right? You have a chance to actually influence this. And some people feel that, well, if I do that, I'll simply rank higher. And that's, of course, not the case. Let's go back to the, I'm going to erase old drawings, and I'm going to go back to normal non-drawing mode. And wow, look at that. I'm just flipping right through. So this description tag is not a ranking indicator. However, it is important to get this right because your click-throughs will be improving, right, if you've done this right. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today in terms of copy. But make sure that you don't get diluted on this. It's not a ranking factor, but it's a click-through factor. So it's an important one to get right. Here's another one, having more than one H1 tag. That's another one of those tags, talked about a lot. Put that on your same page and you'll rank. Well, if you put it multiple times on the page, you'll have actually problems, right? Or you can maybe optimize it by putting it multiple times. In truth, you want this maybe one time on the page. But this is not a ranking indicator like it used to be. It's simply just a formatting thing, right? I mean, an H1 was really intended, like the good old white papers back in the day, right? Is you can structure it with a headline, a subhead, a sub-subhead, and it's nice and orderly. Well, just simply adding a bunch of these are not going to tank your page. It's not going to change your page. You're just making more noise for yourself. So this is also one of those lies or myths out there that people struggle with. Just make sure that you have a nice markup of your pages, and don't worry about this stuff. Well, worry about it, but don't sort of fret over it. That's at this level. Using Google Analytics or Chrome is bad because Google can spy on you, and you'll have conspiracy theorists talk about this and say, absolutely, you don't want to do this. Use something else because Google can really look at everything that you're doing. This is one that I don't believe is true, so it's more of my personal assessment here. But I also know that there's a big old deal on privacy and aspects of that regarding Google, and that if they were doing this as a practice, it would be not useful for you necessarily, but it may be something that Google can use to tune it even more. However, this is one that I'm going to call a lie, and I actually don't worry about this stuff. Generate an XML sitemap and you'll rank higher. That's really goes for sitemaps in general. This is more for discovery. It's not a ranking bit, right? This is discovery. So if you want something to be shown, you need to work on keywords, content, links, and attraction in other means. But it is helpful, and if you have a nicely laid out sitemap in HTML, you can help your users navigate and access your pages better and more easily. And that's exactly what I talked about at the top, the navigation bit, right? So if you create and run Google AdWords ads, you will rank better in SEO. That's actually false, right? You won't be ranking better in SEO using AdWords. However, studies and research have shown that if you have AdWords running as well as your own natural rankings in SEO, you'll get a better exposure sort of from a brand perspective, your visibility overall. And over time, you'll actually see that your clicks are improving, and you may even see that in SEO as well. You're getting more traffic in, more clicks, but it actually doesn't affect the ranking. In truth, if you think about this from a legal aspect, this would be a nightmare for Google to handle in terms of, yeah, if you pay over here in the AdWords ad, we're going to list your SEO higher. Bad news. So wrong. If you have a high paid rank, you'll rank higher and get more traffic. So this is a big one. In fact, I just had one about last week, I think. This person was worried, hey, if I lose my page rank, I'm going to lose my traffic. Well, the truth is you have seen page rank being lost for other reasons, and that may have been a Google penalty. But the idea that traffic just tanks with a page rank is not correct. In fact, you probably have seen pages, even your own, where you might move from a page rank 4 to a 5, and traffic doesn't necessarily jump, right? It's more of a natural progressive sort of lift. So this is one myth. Now, a point of reference here is if you had a page rank 4 or 5 and suddenly it dropped to a 0, you want to investigate that. But it doesn't mean that your traffic is necessarily going to die like that. So here's another one. Any backlinks? External sources is a good link. So anything that can reference your page is a good one. Well, now with all the penalties and all the sort of gotchas that Google has implemented with blogging and guest blogging networks, you know, page press releases rather, and directories, this couldn't be more wrong, right? You really need to think about how you acquire links now. In fact, it's a core piece of the algorithm for search engines and Google. But if you're going about this incorrectly, yeah, you will see drops in traffic and ranking. You might see it overnight. You might see it fast. It means that Google has caught up with you. All your link profiles have gone bad, and essentially you need to go and do a major fix. So often now when people ask me to help them with their SEO, I ask them, what does your link profile look like? And most don't know, right, which is fine. But the fact that they haven't checked this, or that they are aware of what's been going on over the last many years, depending on how long they've been in business, is a negative thing, or can be, and it's one of the first things that you should look at. So we're going to kind of stop right there with some of those. Hope that was helpful. And again, as you as we go through this, just go ahead and enter your questions, because, man, when we get to the book giveaway, we want to kind of have some fun with that. So. Anyway, I'm going to go and do the good old live bit here. But before I do that, I just want to cover this one piece. These are the pages that we're going to look at, by the way. And they are selected sort of randomly. You know, Rachel sent them over to my admin. So I'm just going to – I've looked at them, but I haven't gone really, you know, heavy on them. So it'll be sort of live and fresh, which I kind of like, actually. But – the way that I'm going to look at this, and this is very helpful for you too, I'm thinking, if you can kind of apply this view with a profit formula thinking, you know, how can I get more out of my existing website? If I am working on a new website, how can I, you know, attract more? It really starts with these four here. It's your website goal. Overall, like what is the goal with your website? And it's such a profound question. I ask this often. Yeah, great. What is your goal? What is really the place you want to take it? And then if you drill down into the site, then, of course, it gets more specific. What is the exact page goal? What does this page exactly do? And we get into conversions and call to actions and things like that. And number two, your perfect customer. Okay, so now you have the goals established. Who are you talking to? Who's that perfect customer? Who would you like to attract? Again, kind of a simple concept, right? But this is a big one in terms of trying to match up with their thinking and their intent. Number three there, testimonials, case studies, results, you know, proof, social proof, things that you have done in the space that, you know, helps the person decide on their path or on their journey to actually purchase or get engaged with you, which, of course, is ultimately what we want. Number four there, traffic and conversion strategy. How are you acquiring traffic? How are you getting traffic? SEO, as I mentioned today, is a big one. But there's paid. There's paid AdWords, you know, on the search side, but you also have paid media. You have banners. You have social ads. You can go out on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook, of course. You know, what are those channels? How are you acquiring them? There's the offline concepts as well. But all of this ties into a conversion strategy. how are you actually building leads into your funnel, and how do you sell these folks? And again, I realize that, you know, not everybody is out there ready to buy, but that's why it's important to understand the buying cycle. And so I'm going to kind of use that formula here in a second as we go live. But remember, if somebody's searching for a particular item or thing or entity, and they are really not just simply in this, they're going to be somewhere in this cycle. But if you're throwing a purchase page at them, and they're really just in an awareness or consideration stage on the right side there, well, you know, there's going to be a mismatch, right? You'll have a what's called a high bounce rate. People come to your page, and you don't understand why they're not taking action. Well, psychologically, emotionally, they're not ready. They have to go through this cycle. And there's many steps to get them, even if they're just in an awareness stage and they went to your site. The idea of good quality content helps, but there's also something called remarketing out there, and we're not going to cover that today. But those are cookie-based ads. So they're those stalker ads you see out there sometimes. Whether you love them or hate them, they actually work incredibly well. So if you think about then the formula I just mentioned and the stages, where are they at in your particular consideration, then that's going to be very important. And repurchase there on the left is one of those that we always like to cover in terms of, you know, coming back, right? Are they visitors who engage once, purchase one, never come back? Or are they actually willing to put more dollars out to you and to your company? So this is basically kind of the walkthrough here. We didn't cover this. And I'm going to now send it over to my good old screen share here. And well, let's see here. We got number one here. And hopefully you can see this. Let's see. All right. 1 second. Should be coming up. Yeah. Can you see it right now? Let me know. Just type in a good old yes there. And if the answer is yes, then we'll continue. Yes. All right. Good, man. Thank you so much. Love it. Okay. So again, random choice here, and we're just going right through. Now, if you think about that formula again, remember I said, what is your web page goal? What is your website goal? Who is your perfect customer? Number two, right? The testimonials, the case studies, and then finally the conversion strategy and the traffic, the call to action. Well, then, as I look at this, and again, it matters where I came in from. You know, we're sort of just taking this a little bit out of context. But this is a little bit more like kind of that classic landing page that you see out there. They clearly want you to sign up for a trial here. Now, there's a lot of information here. This is kind of that friction that I talk about a lot. If I'm early in that buying cycle and I'm sort of just became aware of these folks, the first thing they do here is they are trying to sell me. They're just hitting me up hard here. Enter your name and info, and we'll get going, and we'll start the trial. Now, that's fine. However, we need to know much more about what's going on in the buying cycle. We need to understand that if you are setting up a goal to sell more from this particular page, you need to actually use a formula, which I also cover in the website formula. I didn't mention this yet, but I'm going to give you access to the website formula for free here later today. But you need to create a strong headline that speaks to your audience. In my book, I talk about the ADA formula, attention, interest, desire, and action. It's a good old trusted copywriter's formula, and it's one that you can use for yourself. But the first thing that hits me here is, again, there's a video here sort of misplaced. I don't understand why that's right next to this. Again, I'm looking at it this sort of almost first time. I'm trying to be sold something here, and a small business CRM designed for you. I don't know what small business CRM is, really. I could guess. And then for you, who is you, right? Remember we talked about your perfect customer? Who is that? You know, who are you talking to, essentially? Is this an attention driver here? Is this an interest driver here? Not really. Don't settle for a repackage. Okay, what is it? Oh, let's see what it is. Well, we could click off. I'm not going to do that right now, but there's a video. There's, by the way, before I continue, there's some good context here. The fact that they have a headline thinking, some kind of a sub-headline is good. They have a video they can use. That's an asset. And they have some call to action here, right? Pretty bold. And then they get into some history here, what's happened, what's so different about small business CRM. Well, I would say that, and here's the testimonials, that if I was rating this from a 1 through a 10, let's see here, I keep moving my mouse, so that's probably not good, right? Okay, so from a 1 to a 10, I would give these guys probably a 5.5 to 6. On this, because they have the right elements here. They have a headline, they have a subhead, they got some assets here, they got a driver, the Start My Trial is good, and they have some descriptions, the testimonials. It's just that it's all packed together, it's crunched together, there's no spacing that makes sense here, it's just sort of very traditional, and the headline doesn't actually attract me, I should say, at all, right? Because it's confusing. I don't know what that's all about. I see the testimonials, but it's down below the fold. Yeah, I have to kind of scroll down to get that. But I do see a conversion strategy. Start My Trial. So there's some good things here. Let's go to the next one. This is Syed Rian. Okay, don't know how to pronounce it. Video editing software, photo editing software. Picture of a person there. Don't know who that is or what that's for. You know, I see this a lot. Pictures that are out of context, don't really know how that helps support the text. And then when the text starts, just 10, 15 years, the concepts of, okay, is that really what I want to read about and know about? If I was searching for the history of video editing software, maybe this would be a good article. Maybe I'd find it on Wikipedia instead, right? But here, this is search, and it wants me to search for management software. It's kind of embedded in there. Not sure why that is, right? So right away, you can see I'm confused, right? This is not helpful. And if I ask, what's the goal of this web page? Don't know. I mean, they would know, the owners, hopefully. They want to sell more software. So let's see here if I can go down here. See, is it scrolling? Yes, it is scrolling. So it gets into video editing. It's a lot of features here. There's no benefits, and there's really no call to action. So I'm like, all the way, this is from a 1 to a 10. This has now become a 3 or a 2. It's very low on the scale here. And then, of course, I look over here. Yeah, there looks like they're doing something for SEO here because they use exact matching keywords, and they're trying to push it to particular pages. And the pages themselves are actually also very optimized. So maybe they're using that as a different approach, but they're certainly not selling a lot from this particular page. And remember, the goal needs to be established. Who is the perfect customer? Remember that from the formula? And where are the testimonials? None. What is the action, the conversion strategy, a call to action? None. Bad page. Now, again, if I looked at the web analytics for this video page, the traffic may actually show to be listed fairly high for some of these terms. That matters, but it doesn't matter if they're not engaging with us, if they get a high bounce rate, right? So, the next one is banking utility. Look at that. How sweet is that? A headline that makes very little sense. In fact, I'd have to read this to figure out what it is. Well, they get a small score for actually trying to get more of the, like less scrolling here. Although scrolling actually is not a end-all be-all. It depends on the text, the layout, the structure, the interest level of the user, and where they came in from. But here you can see there's no strong headline. I don't know what this is. Here again is some kind of a history thing in a survey. The text is hard to read. It's small. There's some bullets here. There's no call to action. This is another 2, right? This doesn't work. This fails. Let me see here. I got a question here. Can't see what you're talking about. You should see a screen share there. Do you see a screen share? Was this Jeff? Forget now. Let me see here. Well, that looks like Steve here. Steve, let me know here. Can you see that good old banking utility website, or web page, rather? All right. Yeah. Oh, there was Jeff. No, Jeremy, looks like. Anyway, okay. Small confusing step there. Great. So, again, no call to action. The formula doesn't work here. There's no specific goal to this. I don't know who the perfect customer is here. There's no case studies, no testimonials. And the big one here is no call to action. Now, I realize that not every page on the internet needs to have this formula. For instance, if you are logged into a members area, you know, you're part of a community, still, you need to think about this sort of flow, but you may have an FAQ where you're answering questions. Well, you don't need a call to action on the FAQ necessarily, right? But you should have a sidebar, like here. It has a search up top here. See that? But it's blank here. There's no, this could have been easily sort of a next steps established here. And I'm not sure why they are doing it this way. This might be kind of part of some kind of a utility that is not really meant to be an engaging page. But still, there is no excuse for not following the formula. In fact, we're going to, I saw here another banking page, and so you'll see that now. And this is using a very popular approach to website design these days. That is, you know, behind, you know, images on the page that are scrolling behind the scenes. Often we call this parallax scrolling, you know, where an image sits behind and things scroll up top. It looks very sexy. It's cool. But let's look at the formula here again, right? What's the website page goal here? And by the way, website goal, page goal, connected, but a little different. The website itself, as a business owner, you may have to answer that a little bit differently than what's the specific page goal. And I am looking at pages here, although this is the home page. Bland statements like when commitment meets dedication. What was the other one here? When excellent meets teamwork. You know, this is some branding exercise here that's going on. But let's look at the formula. What's the page goal here? Not sure. This is sort of a generic brochure where does nothing for me, right? Not helpful unless I was trying to find the phone number or something. Then I guess I got that there. And who are they speaking to? Well, it's banking, essential for banking. That would be a misspelling, likely. And testimonials, case studies, none of that. Traffic, conversion strategy, what do you want to do next here? Well, there's news, there's a focus thingy there in green, and there's the contact. The contact is the only one that really makes sense to me in this setting. Again, this is probably then from a 1 to a 10 would be a 4, a little bit better than the video editing. So I'm going to look at the next one here, which is a financial website, it looks like, yes, Alta Street. And again, a lot of wasted space here at the top. Image matters. What does your website say about you? Customized websites. These scrolling sliders, as they're called, are used a lot. You have to test this, right? But not every website needs this. It's just sort of a fancy way to look at all the stuff I can do. We do all these things and throw it out there and expect people to see it. You need to test to see if that actually works, or if a call to action download of a white paper or a best practice document would work, or if a video of somebody speaking who actually is the owner of the company or somebody who works in their marketing department or operations, etc., product marketing perhaps, if that works better. So, you know, what's the goal? Not clear on that here. Who's your perfect customer? Well, they are in the financial world, so that is sort of getting in the right direction, but you're not speaking to it here. I missed it. It's below the fold. Down below there says website design for the financial advisor. That's good, man. I would like to have seen that right smack at the top there and in the form of a question. Are you a financial advisor? Need a website? Those types of questions, engaging right away. It's a great way to go. Again, testimonials, case studies. Let's see if we have some here. I'm just going to go ahead and scroll down a little bit here. And yes, we do. We have it down at the bottom. And you can see it there. And this is very common as well. Put it on there, but hide it. It's like all the way down at the bottom. It looks a little sort of concocted. I don't know. It reads the fact that there's a signature. I don't know if that's the person's signature. But anyway, that was a good mark for that one. And what is their conversion strategy? You know, what's their call to action here? Let's take a look. See, scrolling down again, you see I don't get it. Right, where is it? Well, here it is. No, wait a second. It's not view the demo. It's start a free trial, or is it this or this? I don't know. But I can tell you this. If they did some testing on this and made two very distinct, want to see website templates, question mark, want a custom website design, and then a big old button, call to action, one of two choices, that would really help on their activity from this particular page. And so again, this 1 to 10, this gets a 4.5 to 5, I would say, on this one. A lot of improvement needed for this particular page. And we're going to continue here. Brooks Massage. And by the way, I'm just going to take a quick pause here. Notice how I'm talking about pages here and websites. And I talk about this before I talk about traffic and SEO and pay-per-click. In fact, I was on a call yesterday with a person in the real estate business who just wanted to update the website, get new pages established, and I started asking, what are the website goals? What's the page goals? Showed me some pages. No clear answer on that, right? Who's your perfect customer? No clear answer on that. Testimonials case, I actually had a bunch of those, so that's good. But it was not featured, so I couldn't see them, right? And there was no conversion strategy, like, what's your offer? Where do you want to take them? You know, in the acting world, when you go on camera or on stage, you have this notion of knowing where did you come from, where are you now, and where are you going? So in this timeline of events in your life and in somebody's life, you know, where are you? Where did you come from? Where are you now? Where are you going? And if you don't know that, how can you expect search traffic or any traffic to come in and say, I totally understand what you're saying here, so I'm going to engage with you? The answer is very unlikely. So that's why I'm spending so much time here today covering these pages and what you need to know to apply this formula for yourself. A lot of people, again, reach out to me, Jan, I need to get my SEO fixed. Well, remember how I talked about the search experience optimization? You know, are users delighted when they get to your page? Well, Google is looking at this more and more. The fact that somebody might search for something, click on it, get to your page, and then hit the back button within a millionth of a second, meaning they hate it, they don't like it. All this is tracked. Google watches that. And is that helpful for you? No, not helpful. Not helpful for the users, not relevant. Everybody loses. And you're the business owner trying your darndest to make sure that you provide the best value from your products, from your services, and it hurts, right? So let's get this right. That's why we're focusing on these pages. Here's Brooks Massage Therapy. So again, there's a contact us up here. There's an address. There's a phone number. A big old image here. Day pass available for $25. I saw it scroll by. Again, they're using scrolling. Where's the call to action? A lot of information here in terms of pictures, which are nice and probably expected. LA's best professional therapy. I don't know if it's the best, right? Where's the testimonials, the case studies, the proof, so to speak, right? Daily pass available for 25. Where's the get it now button, coupon, available this weekend only? A little bit of urgency, right? All of that stuff matters. None of it here. And then here comes the classic mistake I see too many times to count. And that is, welcome to Brooks Massage Therapy. And pardon me if I get a little sort of weird on the conversation here, because when you see one thing so often, that doesn't work, you get a little testy, right? But I'm happy. It's Friday, so it's all good. Welcome to Brooks Massage Therapy. Don't need that. This would be better off served to speak to your audience. Who is that perfect customer for Brooks Massage? This, again, could be as simple as changing this into a question. They have it here a little bit. Are you tired of massages that don't work, giving up on looking the right place? But this could be, let's say they focus on busy executives, you know, and it looks like it might be downtown LA. Okay, Beverly Boulevard, not sure entirely, but busy executive working downtown, need a therapy and a break, you know, in that sort of context. We have a special for you this week, $25 off or coupon, sort of drive it and get more direct, get more specific. And check us out on Yelp for great reviews. Well, it's all hidden in here. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and I guess these are Yelp reviews down here. Again, hidden. All this stuff, I would move right smack up into this top area here. I don't care about the hours initially. I just want to know about these people. I might actually even put it as a segment in here, in the where the flower is. And or I may simply put a headline that says, download our top things you should know before getting a massage document, and then name an email and a submit button, and get them to on your email list, right? So what's the goal of this page? Who's your perfect customer? What kind of testimonials do you have? Yeah, got a few of those. Where's the call to action? None. I mean, it's hidden. We also offer our relaxing day pass. Okay, stop on by. No clue. This one here, sadly, gets a 3 or a 4 from me because that call to action is so huge. And why would I want to sign up for this? It says it's the latest event. Okay, gift certificate. I guess that's okay. It doesn't excite me at all. I'm not interested in that, right? However, all of the stuff that I'm saying, you should not trust. You should trust the formula, but you shouldn't trust exactly what I'm saying to each of these pages I'm showing you. Why? Because the analytics, the tracking, needs to be the key differentiators. Because if I say I'm not interested in that email newsletter, it doesn't mean that you won't be, right? You may come in through this through a referral somehow, some email list. Maybe it came in through a search that you had done locally, and you had looked at 3 different web sites or pages, and in that buying cycle, you have become aware of the therapeutic massage locations in Los Angeles. You like the reviews. Hey, I am going to now sign up for the newsletter. There's nothing that excites me here to join that newsletter. People and business owners, website masters, create this as, you know, throw it on there. It's an email list. Our newsletter, just get it on there. Not interesting. Here's another one. Magical Blooms Flowers and Boutique. A lot of waste here, and right off the bat, there's no call to action other than the shop now. But there's huge waste in this big old top of the fold flowers. I would expect to see arrangements and specials and call to actions for all those. Portfolio, not sure what that means. Oh, it's weddings? I missed that. Shop online, and notice how I'm looking at this kind of fresh. It's how I react to it. Chat now. Chat now about what? Welcome to live chat. I guess it would be about flowers. See, I'm starting to get, I'm almost sounding mad now. I'm just going through the formula here, and I'm looking at this, and again, if I've done some research and into my buying cycle, thinking about the buying cycle again, and I find this, I would not necessarily find this very engaging. In fact, I haven't clicked on order online, but this gets the 3 to 4 again. And again, not very scientific here. I'm not going through a checklist in terms of breaking this down by points, but this doesn't give high marks for me, and especially because of the wasted space at the top, and it feels very sort of iStock photo-like. I threw some pictures up there. I'm going to scroll it around. I'm going to throw a couple of little bullets on there and call it a day. Not a lot of personality here, and something that is so emotionally high, you know, like flowers. So here we go. Pismo Bobs. I'm glad I read that right. But here we go. Where do I even start here? This is not pretty. First of all, Pismo Bobs, what is it? coupon special, hardware bird corner, right near. Okay, so it's painting, and is it for cars? Family, celebrating 30 years. Who's that guy right there? Is that the son or? Anyway, you get my drift, right? So a lot of wasted. We make chip keys. What's that? Skip the color matching. So something with cars and chipped cars. See, I have no clue. Okay, garden gifts, rusted metal signs, wind powered. Yeah, this is just everything on a page in the kitchen sink and everything. We got turtles here. We got owls. We got remote choppers. And we got a big old popular tag here. This is was a popular thing to do for Google for a while. And yeah, I don't know. This has got to be a, I mean, this is barely making one here, right? So what's the goal of this website? No clue. Who's your perfect customer? Don't know. Testimonial, don't know. Traffic conversion, call to action, don't know. Fail is what we would call that one. How about them apples, right? So here we go to clean air, lawn care, right? Well, I'll give them this. They got the good old Hollywood sign up there, if that's important. And maybe it is important to their domain, because that's what it says in the domain. It's locally owned and operated and sustainable organic lawn care. Yeah, they are serving Hollywood, and they're targeting down. But then it says we're changing the way America mows the lawn. Well, I thought it was Hollywood mows the lawn, right? I mean, confusing. Get an estimate. But there's no sliders here. Get an estimate for, I guess, lawn care. Here's a missing image. Did you know events and news call today summary? These guys are not serious. Oh, yeah, and anytime I see this, 2010 in the footer, This is not how they drive most of their business. This might be just one of those throw out their domains like clean lawn care hollywood.com, part of the clean air lawn care brand or something, and somebody is an affiliate or something similar to that. Again, not very useful at all, and it doesn't fit the formula. So this is a well, the call to action is there, so maybe this is a 1.5. let's see here. All right. Final one here, guys. We've been at it for 45 minutes. Time flies. We're really having fun. So these guys here, again, you can follow the formula. What is the goal of this page here? There is none. Well, they want people to call, or maybe this is just a placeholder. Not sure. Who's your perfect customer? Well, anybody with a car, I guess. Any car? I don't know what car. This would be really great to know. Complete domestic and import auto repair. Okay. Don't know. Testimonials, case studies. Well, there's one down here, and it's hidden inside the red area, and it's very hard to see. And if I scroll down, we got a bunch of Yelp here. And anyway, not good. The layout, the structure, the colors, they're having fun here. But it's not fun for the visitor. I don't know if this is mobile friendly. Local is a big deal. People look things up all the time, of course, driving in their car or while they're mobile. And this one fails big time on all of that. And really, this was the final one here. Guys, I hope that was helpful. If you can let me know if that was helpful or not, just hit a yes. I know there's a lot of questions, but I just want to get some feedback from you here. So what do you think? Okay, yes, yes, cool. All right, nice. Good, good, good. Okay, well, so now we're going to actually do this. We're going to go back right smack to the presentation. And so you should see that, right? It flips the screen just for a second, and then it comes right back. And there we are, right? So what we're going to do here is we're going to go to the next one. And I had covered the profit formula. I had covered the buying cycle. And I promised also that, hey, we got an awesome here. Really good. Oh, man, they're trickling in. Maybe it's a little delay here or something. But this is something that I wanted to offer to the first 15 people. And it's free, so there's no charge here. Although the value, I charge $800. $1,000 now, it just went up per hour to do consulting out with companies. And I work with bigger companies, I work with smaller companies, but then when I work with smaller businesses, I have these coaching programs and I have these free sessions that I try and help out. And the website formula is the profit formula that I kind of talk you through now with some examples. You have a chance to jump in here and get it right now. And again, there's nothing to buy here. So this is just all information. I want to help you out. And but of course, with full disclosure, if you like all this stuff and later you decide, hey, I think I might follow up on some of these things, you're free to do that. But I can only do 15. That's the limit because, frankly, there's so many hours in the day. And I know there's follow-up and emails and things like that. But if you go there right now to the good old jonrognerud.com/session, you'll see a little video there, and you'll be able to sign up and get in. And then what's going to happen there is I'll take you through the website profits formula. And for all of you that sign up today, I'll make sure that I'll actually get this document over to you as I promised as well. So what you want to do is just enter a little bit of information there so I can know what website that you have, what kind of questions you have. And I'll send a follow-up email here. I realize there's some people who didn't make it today. So I'm going to send them also an email, which you'll get to this URL in case you miss it right now. And what we're going to do next is we're going to actually select some winners here. And Rachel has selected a couple of winners here already, so they didn't want to get announced here, I don't think. But we have one person here who actually is going to get one right off the bat, and that is... let's see, I got to size this up. See, this is just awful how it sizes the... There we go. Man, it's called User Head Dysfunction, UHD. I can't find it here. So what we're going to do is we're going to scroll this over. And the first winner here is... we got... Polly. Yeah, Polly. So if you can send the information to me, then that would be fantastic. Just send the address and email info, then we'll get it to you. And we're just sending this over right now. And that's one. And the next one here is Miss Jackie. Yeah. So Jackie's getting one here. And that is just so awesome. You are the winner. And you're going to get that as well. So just send me the information, Jackie, and we'll take care of it over here. There'll be a URL that we're going to send you. And the same for Polly. So I'll be sending you the URLs as well here. And we're just kind of having some fun here today. So that's Polly and Jackie, and that's wonderful. Very, very cool. And let's see here. So the questions are coming in, man. All right. Yes, Polly, you had some questions about GoToMeeting. Yes, I do see your questions here. So that's awesome. We're going to actually go back to them here. It's just coming in here. It's so wonderful, but it's so crazy because the windows are very small, Polly, on the good old GoToWebinar. So if I don't scroll and if too many come in too fast, then, that's the result. I have to spend a little time admining here. But anyway, so we're going to go through here, and guess what? We have a new one. That's the third one, number three. Congratulations. Is this how you pronounce it? Merlene? I hope that's correct. Congrats. Merlene. All right. So same here, Merlene. Make sure that you send me the information, and I'll send you a URL where you enter essentially your info, and we'll ship the book to you. So email is really what I need. You can send your address information as well, but if you send your email and name, then that's what we need. So we're going through it here, and okay, Polly, I just got it here. So, but we're going to take a quick break with a giveaway here because we have a couple of questions here. And I saw them scroll by here. Sorry, guys. And hey, Gregory, I'm catching up with you. I appreciate it, your comment there, Gregory. Most awesome. Yeah, I got Mark here. Okay, Jackie, got your, yeah, man, that's fantastic. You're doing, okay, cool. Yeah, Jackie's on fire here. I spoke to you, so that's awesome. Fantastic. All right, so we're continuing through here. And next question here. Appreciate you hanging on, guys. Should the testimonials be on the landing page? And Mr. Trujillo, I hope that's how you pronounce it. Here's the thing. If you are creating a landing page specifically for the purposes, sort of fitting into this formula, as I said, you want those testimonials to be on the landing page. You want those to be proof essentials. We talk about social proof. And here's where scrolling actually can work in your favor, because sometimes you may have, a friend of mine in the IT business, he has so many testimonials, it's like, where do I even start, right? Well, you may pick, 5 or 10 and have it be sort of scrolling like a newsreel, kind of scrolls up, and when you hover the mouse over, it stops on that particular thing that takes you to the person's website or whoever said it. But anyway, I'm kind of getting into some technical things there, but yes. You definitely want those testimonials on the landing page. So let's see. How important is another good question here, man. That's good old Steve. How important is copying the web design of the competition? And it's an interesting question because it's actually not important to copy the web design of the competition. It's more important to look at what maybe the competition has done and then take the best elements that suit your business and pull that over. Now, what I'm assuming you're thinking here, Steve, is, hey, I like the layout of this particular person or this competition, but I certainly don't want to be caught in sort of, blatantly just copying it over. You may take a design and then change it. You could look at their header layout, their navigation, their left or right or top navigation is something that you like. And start using elements of that to fit yours. But here's the thing. There's two aspects of this copying the web design point you should be aware of, Steve, and that is if you're just copying it straight over as a sort of blatant copy, well, they're not going to like that. You're just sort of you're actually putting yourself down on the quality scale in terms of you as a business person, right? You're actually copying this design. So I wouldn't do that. But the second thing, and people forget this, is the more you copy existing designs and more they exist out there, the bigger the footprint is. And Google, of course, has footprints and sees footprints all the time. In fact, I was asked this a couple of years ago. Somebody said, well, WordPress is a very popular CMS. That's a content management system. And, they have themes all over the place. In fact, I just read recently 20% of the entire web is driven by WordPress, like WordPress websites. And so you better believe there's a huge footprint there. But if you're in a small niche and or the businesses exist in a small niche and you're just copying each other, take the time to break away from that. Create a custom design for yourself. Don't just copy themes. Make sure that your copy and your content is different enough. And try and stand out, right? You hear this a lot. How do I stand out? What's the differentiator that you provide? What's the USP? How are you different? How are you different than the competition? All of that. So if you can do this, Steve, by taking elements that are the best ones but not copying blatantly, that's what I would recommend. So, Polly, yes, you can send your address information, but really I need your email. And, hey, Merlin, I see you sent it here. We'll send you some information as well on how you can get that. So, and Merlin, thank you for that comment there. So, we're going to see here, we're going to go through, and we're going to pick the next book. Man, this is we got two more. So let's see, who do we got here? We got let's see, some questions that came through. Oh, here's one. Gregory Stevens, I think it is. Is that it? Gregory, I'm just doing the good old handwriting now. I mean, it's getting way technical, right? If you're on, Gregory, can you say yo, hey? let's see. Well, if he hears me, he'll come in shortly here, I'm sure. Yes, and okay. So we have one more book, guys and gals. This is wonderful, man. We've had a tremendous time here this morning, and yeah, Merlin, I hear you. We want to increase sales, and we want to when you get more women to have this very important preventative test. Okay, so wow, saved your life twice. Amazing. We'll have to talk about that and see how we can help you through the web profit formula in the book here, because that's the goal, really. Steve, thank you as well, my man. Awesome to see you on here. So let's see. Any final takers here? We got a yeah, thank you, Polly, too. Great to be part of this. It looks like we might just pick a random person here. And it looks like it's going to be Mark. Mark, are you there? Let's see here. Let's see. Mark. There was Gregory, and there's Mark. I'm going to write this down, so I don't want to jip anybody. Is that a term? So Mark, if you hear me now, let's... okay, cool. Mark, my man. So you're going to get one as well. And just send me your info. Just shoot it back over to me, and then I'll make sure that I get that email. In fact, I'm gonna email you guys that one today, and we're gonna be diving through this and making sure that you get a copy. So again, I really appreciate your time, and make sure that you also take advantage of the session. Again, I can't see how many are coming in right now, but I'm gonna cap it at 15. So if you want to be a part of a private session with me, then what we'll do is we'll actually dive in and we'll cover the website formally in more earnestly for your website. We'll see kind of how you fly, and also some other tips. And I'm also going to get you the checklist of this, which covers it in even more detail, so you can get this right. And by the time you formulate all of this for your own website, you can talk about how to best drive traffic and website visitors that actually engage with you. And that's really where we're at, right? Making sure that you have a great experience for your visitors, and that they truly are this, delighted, right? So, so here's a couple here. Mark, yeah, thanks, Mark, for sending that. Merlin, Steve, you know, all of you, Polly, Jackie, thank you so much. You are the winners here today of these books, and I'm going to do more sessions like this. In fact, I'm going to work on a pay-per-click event that's coming up here, and I'll let you know about that as well, because I want to show you some incredibly highly targeted ways in which you can get traffic. I know one of the first things that come up for a small business and, you know, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs is, hey, I don't have the world to spend on this in terms of money and funding. You know, we work with companies who spend tens of thousands of dollars per month on some of this stuff. Smaller business, you know, may spend $500 or $1,000 a month, right? Or not even in some cases, because you're just building up. But, you know, some of these strategies that I'm sharing with you are going to apply today, and they're going to apply through your website life, your online life, your business life, and they'll be just as valid 10 years from today. Because it really deals with this. And if you think about it, it's kind of exciting, and that's why I love this so much. It's the human mind. I mean, how awesome is that? We're all so unique and special. You are unique and special, right? And the way that we communicate that to you or with you is through engaging information, whether that's through simply verbal, you know, we're looking at each other talking, or if it's through a website, through these pages, as I mentioned. But we want to make sure we're talking to the right audience. I can tell you right now that if you were interested in entertainment news, then this would be like the last webinar you'd ever want to jump on, because I'm not covering entertainment news, right? I know who my audience is. I'm attracting you people, you good folks, and I'm presenting information that hopefully is helpful. So that's really what we're going to try and do for you. And so if you jump on the session, I'll be happy to take you through it. It's actually 30 minutes, very quick, but it allows you to see how this works, and will be just a delight to speak to you. So, and I'll be sending out information to Polly, Jackie, Merlene, Gregory, and Mark. Once again, congratulations. Hope you have an awesome Friday. It's a little over the hour here, but let me just scroll down, see if there's any final questions here. But hope that you can see that getting SEO in order is only important when you have your website in order. That's why the book talks about that, and that's why optimizing your website starts with the basics. And scrolling up and down here, and I think the answer is we are good. We are off to a wonderful weekend. Guys and gals, thanks again. This is Jan signing out right now, and I'll send you an email to the winners, and we'll jump on the webinar again here very shortly in the next few weeks. And I want to teach you some more stuff, and hopefully it really will help you. So that's it, and take good care of yourself, and have a wonderful weekend. All right, cheers. Bye. Thanks, Mark.